So going back to just growing up, who did you have a certain role model growing up, or anything that anybody that you kind of followed in their footsteps or anything like that?
Really, I mean, my father, and, you know, my parents both, they were both had a servant mindset to them. They were always in some sort of capacity growing up, doing something in the community to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I said, my dad, he would coach. He had us involved in Boy Scouts. We were involved in church. I mean, very involved in those type of things. My mom, she would always help out with school functions,
okay.
whether it was PTA or serving on in the booster clubs for soccer or band, raising money for those programs.
Yeah.
So, you know, from the time I was small to where I, you know, to now adulthood, my parents were always heavily involved in the community and you know, and always there for me and my brother. And so it's just kind of, I guess, in the bloodline.
Yeah.
They took care of us. So we, you know, my wife and I, we take care of our kids the same way. So
there you go. That's awesome. Awesome. Let's see here. So obviously you're very successful, just in the community and what you've done. And, I'm sure your community appreciates you for that. Community appreciates you for that. Who do you acknowledge for your current success? Is there anybody that you acknowledge for your current success or anything like that? Or
I've had a handful of mentors
mm-hmm.
that have helped shape me in my career throughout the years.
Okay.
Several post commanders that have helped me out and kind of shaped me into who I am.
Yeah.
Now, you know, one of the guys, he's also a local. His name's McKay Bloodworth.
Okay.
He was a post commander with the State Patrol. He's retired now. I had another post commander in Madison. His name is Justin Howard.
Okay.
And another one, his name is Jim Foskey, who actually was just with a little while ago in Madison.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at a retiree meeting up there.
Gotcha.
And then.